Full Metal Jacket on the show with us, Anthrax bassist Frank Bello. How are you?
Yeah,
I'm good. It's great to talk to you. Great to have you on the show. We're here to celebrate the recent release of your new memoir, which is out now, Fathers, Brothers, and Sons, Surviving Anguish, Abandonment, and Anthrax. And your book revisits times and events that were either comforting or traumatic. In what ways did you prepare for the outpouring of emotion that would come with writing this book?
I wasn't, to be honest with you, Jackie, I wasn't prepared. All I know is when we started writing the book, my co-writer, Joe McIver, and I didn't prepare myself, and I probably should have, to open myself up like that, because he's great at starting the memories. He's great at triggering memories, and then they just started pouring out. But once they started pouring out, I didn't realize I went over the edge with it. And some of it was pretty traumatic to relive, like my brother's death, just some of the ugly stuff I've gone through in my life, and abandonment, all that stuff. I have a chapter 13 for my brother Anthony when he was murdered. I literally had to have a box of tissues with me. We had multiple breaks, because I was really having a hard time, because I felt like I was reliving it. And the people that are reading this book and have read the book are saying that it feels like they're living it with me. I guess I touched the note, which is great, but at the same time, it's very real to me. Reliving it, but after it, Jackie, I gotta be honest, it's really cathartic. It's really, now that it's out and it's not mine anymore, you know, just like when you do songs, when you write a record, it's no longer yours anymore. It's everybody's. Everybody knows it's your story, but everybody has it and they understand. And it's actually, I'm getting a lot of great letters and emails from people who it's helping with abandonment issues and loss. And remember, there's also a lot of great rock and roll stories from Anthrax and Metallica days, all this stuff, hanging out with Metallica, Slayer, all this good stuff. So there's a nice balance of both.
Frank Bello of Anthrax with us on the show this week, again celebrating the release of his new memoir, which is out now. And hey, coming out next week, Napalm Death, their mini album titled Resentment is Always Seismic, a final throw of throws. Again, it's out next week. It's a mini album. It features a handful of new songs as well as covers of Slab and Bad Brains. The band calls this the furious opening track of the release, Napalm Death with Narcissus. It's Full Metal Jackie. Frank Bello of Anthrax with us on the show. We're talking about his new memoir. And as you mentioned, telling your story can be cathartic and revealing, especially to oneself. What did you learn about yourself by sharing your past?
That I want to pass the torch, and I want to help people. It's weird to say that. I mean, you sound like a, doesn't sound honest, but it really is honest. I'm a 15-year-old boy, son, and I really want to pass the torch and say, this is how dad did it. These are the mistakes I've made. If you can learn from this, if it can help you to get into your life and have a better life, yes, that's what I want. And try not to make these mistakes. And also dealing with loss and everything I've dealt with, it's like how to brush yourself off after you've fallen down and moving on to tomorrow. I think that's important. I think a lot of people are getting that out of this book, which is really, really great for me to hear. So I've learned that a lot about myself. I'm going to, I guess, pay it forward now. It's a good feeling that I'm getting.
Frank Bello's new memoir is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break up next. Music from creator Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Also, music from Hammerfall that features King Diamond. Frank Bello's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Anthrax bassist Frank Bello on the show with us this week, talking about his new memoir, which is out now. And throughout the book, you repeatedly state a desire to help people by sharing your story. Why is it so important to you to positively affect other people's lives?
Because I know how it feels on the other side, to be really honest with it. I don't want anybody to have, from the abandonment, let's take the abandonment issue, right? My dad took off when I was like 10 years old. I was the oldest of a family of five. I had two brothers, two sisters underneath me, right? Younger than me. And I remember the hollowness, that hole, that he just wasn't there anymore. And there was no money. My mom, I didn't have a job. She was she was just taking care of. She was a homemaker. She didn't have a job. All she did was really cook, and she didn't know, you know, anything skill-wise. Didn't have a license. So I remember being really feeling in that house, oh my God, there's nothing here. And all of a sudden, the house got taken away from us because there was no money. I remember no food. I remember there's a part in the book where I say, look, I remember that there's one, you open the cupboards, you open the cabinets. I remember seeing that one box of rice or pony that was left when there was no more money left. And my mom trying to make that, seeing my mom's tears as she's trying to make it last for five people, five kids. And that one box of rice alone, that's a very honest and true story that still strikes me. I never wanted anybody to feel like that in life. I don't care what you do, who you are. I don't want anybody to feel that emptiness that I felt. I don't think anybody should ever feel that emptiness. And I just say that there's a way. I would never do that to my children, or I don't think anybody should. But I don't want anybody to ever feel that. So I just tell my story. And this is why I'm a proponent of great fathers and great mothers and strong women that brought me up. Strong family. It's a family book, too. It's about brushing yourself off and being with your family and making yourself strong again.
Frank Bello of Anthrax with us. His new memoir is out now. Coming up this hour, Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Mastodon, a new Spirit Box tune, a new tune from Amorphis, and more with Frank. It's Full Metal Jackie with us this week. Anthrax bassist Frank Bello. He's got a new memoir out called Fathers, Brothers, and Sons Surviving Anguish, Abandonment, and Anthrax. And in addition to the book, you've also been writing music for your first solo album. What's exhilarating and scary about creative projects that come solely from you?
Well, it's funny because, you know, you have two sides of your life. You have the Anthrax side. It's really the specific music you write for that, and all that takes care of itself. And you also have other songs that you just say, that's really not Anthrax. And you put it to the side. And you say, what do I do with this? This sounds like something from inside me, you know? And I've done that. I've had a collection of these songs. And for people that haven't heard this before, Dave Ellison and I did a solo, a side project a few years ago called Altitudes and Attitude. And Jackie, we came on your show, I remember, a few
yes.
years back when we did that. And this is more like a continuation of that. It's really, I wrote a lot of the stuff on that with Dave, and this is just me. This is like the next step of that, the songs. That's what they sound like to me. So I think people really that dug that and really like that music, I think you'll like this. So eventually, I don't know when I'm going to put it out. Eventually, I don't know if it's going to be an EP or a full record, but it's, you know, I have them put away, and I'm still writing as we speak. And it's all working out. I'm looking forward to that one day.
Anthrax bassist Frank Bello with us. His new memoir is out now. Coming up next, a Spirit Box tune that features Sam Carter. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Anthrax bassist Frank Bello on the show with us this week. And last year, Anthrax was able to play at least a few shows. How did not being able to play for an audience make you more appreciative when you finally could be on stage again?
Well, you almost feel like, you know, first off, Jack, you realize I think we did nine shows, lucky enough to do nine shows, and they were all festival type shows, and they were great. You don't realize what you have until it's gone. And it's the old saying, but it's very true, where number one, I remember the first show back, I was very weird about going on stage because I didn't know, number one, am I in the right shape? You know, because when you're on tour, you get in a certain kind of shape, or your air is up, you know, your body's not going to break down and all that. Although I work out at home, it's not the same as being on tour and doing it in repetition, you know, the whole repetition thing. I was nervous, but after two songs, I was fine. And I really, really missed it. And I still miss it. It's been a couple of months now since our last show. I can't wait to actually have a tour. I remember on one of these shows, there was a tour bus there. I hadn't seen a tour bus. And remember, I've grown up on tour buses. I haven't seen a tour bus in a couple of years. It's the first tour bus I saw in a long time. I said, wow, what is that? You know, facetiously, and like, oh my God, it's just such a different way of life of not doing what you do. And just seeing shows and stuff, it's a long time coming, but I do think when all this stuff calms down, I think people are going to be ready to rage, as we all are. I mean, not only as a player, but also as a music fan, I can't wait to go see great shows. So I look positively and optimistically towards the future.
Frank Bello of Anthrax with us. Pick up his new memoir, Fathers, Brothers, and Sons, Surviving Anguish, Abandonment, and Anthrax. It is out now. Frank, it is always so great to talk to you. I miss you, and I hope that we get to see each other again this year.
Same here, Jack. I want to come out and hang out on that beach, and while I'm shoveling snow this weekend, I want you to remember that. As you're sitting, sipping a cocktail on the beach where you live, I want you to remember me with my snowblower, screwing my back up, okay? Let's have a good time with that vision.
I'm not going to have a good time with it, but I will be thinking of you.
All right. Jack, it's always great. Thanks for having me, and thanks for supporting the book. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck with the book and all things to come.
Thanks, Jack. You too.
Music from Mastodon and more up next.